AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some high-profile faces on cable news channels are out. Tucker Carlson's last show on Fox was Friday. No reason was given. A week ago, Fox agreed to pay more than $787 million to settle a lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems over the network's airing of false claims following the 2020 presidential election. Also, CNN says it has parted ways with Don Lemon. Lemon says he was fired. Syracuse University pop culture professor Robert Thompson was surprised about Tucker Carlson.
Don Lemon, like Tucker Carlson, has been involved in a number of controversies, certainly telling, saying that Nikki Haley was past her prime. The whole theory of when women are in their prime got him in an awful lot of trouble.
Fox News Tonight will air in Carlson's time slot. Police in Oklahoma say a suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting at a college.
The chief of police in Midwest City says a male victim was shot and killed at Rose State College in what appeared to be a domestic-related incident involving two men. He praised the campus community for responding quickly, locking things down and not panicking, noting there recently had been an active shooter drill at the school. Initially, there were fears this could have been the start of another mass shooting. The U.S. has seen about 20 of those so far this year, triggering new debate on gun control. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says rival generals in Sudan have agreed to extend a ceasefire for 3 days. The U.S. is trying to get Americans out of Sudan. Jake Sullivan is National Security Advisor.
We have deployed U.S. intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets to support land evacuation routes, which Americans are using.
Sources tell the AP a deal has been reached for the Green Bay Packers to trade quarterback Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. Stocks finished mixed. This is AP News. Richard Lewis says he has Parkinson's disease. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Richard Lewis says in an online video he's had a rocky time for the past 3.5 years. One reason is because he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which he discovered because he was shuffling when he walked. Lewis, who is 75, says he also has had shoulder and hip replacement surgeries and back pain. He is retiring from stand-up comedy and will focus on writing and acting. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A severe solar storm has created dazzling auroras farther south in the night sky. The AP's Marcia Dunn reports skies need to be clear.
Instead of dipping as far south as, say, California, New Mexico, Colorado, the South Dakota, Iowa, parts of New York, they're going to get a treat Monday night going into Tuesday morning as the effects of the storm abate somewhat.
Conditions have eased a bit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.